Tantor Audio presents Mad World by Kate L. Mary. Narrated by Hilary Huber and Patrick Lawler. 1. Vivian. My heart beats against my ribs as Hadley and I run through the hospital parking lot toward the Nissan. I'm gasping and my legs tremble, but I force them to keep moving. Axel. I need to get to Axel. The van behind us is closer than the Nissan. Whoever it is, they're coming for us, only I don't have a clue why. The Nissan is still at least 50 feet away when the van squeals to a stop at our backs. I hear the door slide open behind us, and my heart nearly explodes. The banging of the footsteps on the pavement matches the pounding in my chest, and I let out a scream of frustration. He's right behind me, so close, I can hear every breath he takes. I can't outrun him. I grip my knife tighter as I spin around to face my attacker, swinging the blade through the air. He's a blur of black as he ducks and shoves me to the ground. My head snaps back. My body slams against the pavement. All the air rushes from my lungs, and my knife skids across the parking lot. Hadley screams. I can't figure out where she is because I'm too busy gasping for air. The man in black grabs a handful of my hair and jerks me up. I scream as pain shoots across my scalp and down my neck. He hoists me up so my feet aren't touching the ground and takes off running. I kick and fight, but he just holds on tighter. I can't get free. My head bobs, and the world around me blurs. I can barely make out the Nissan when it screeches to a stop. It's so close. The doors fly open. Axel and Angus start shooting, but the men in the van return fire. A window shatters right next to my head, and the man carrying me swears. He ducks, swears again, then tosses me inside the van. I land on the floor next to Hadley. Axel screams my name, but it's cut short when the door slams shut. The van lurches forward and my heart rips in two. I slam against Hadley. She's crying, and my own vision is blurred by my tears. My hands shake so hard I poke myself in the eye when I try to wipe the tears away. More replace them, though. I clench my fists and dig my nails into my palms, right into the little half-moons that haven't completely healed yet. I can't lose it. Not now. Now is the time to be strong. Hadley grabs my arm and puts her face right up against mine. Her tears fall on my cheek. Where are they taking us? What are they doing? Her voice is so shaky the words come out distorted. I wrap my arm around her and pull her against me, but I don't answer. There's really nothing I can say. There are only a few reasons men would abduct women, and none of them will make Hadley feel better right now. The van bumps down the road and we're tossed back and forth. The men move around in the front, four of them. So far, though, they aren't paying attention to us. The broken window has their focus. They're busy covering it up with tape and what looks like a jacket. Yeah, that will keep the zombies out. I can't get a good look at them. It's too dark in the back, and the sun shining through the front window makes it hard for me to see. The man who grabbed me has his back to me, but I know it's him. He's dressed completely in black, like he's death. Here to claim more victims. Maybe he is. When they're done fooling with the window, the men finally turn their attention to us. The light in the back flicks on, and I squint, covering my eyes. It's a lot brighter than I would have thought.
Holy shit!
Someone yells. I open my eyes wider, just as a guy crawls across the floor and grabs Hadley's chin, jerking her face toward his. It's the guy in black.
This is fucking Hadley Lucas.
Everyone turns our way, and my body stiffens.
Shit.